Well, this week, McDonald's released disappointing earnings. Will the McWrap help?
Hi, Mindy Kiara.
Hi, can I please have a premium McWrap?
Sure, would you like sweet chili or you want a chicken bacon on chicken ranch?
Chicken ranch, please.
The chicken and fresh veggie McWrap, inspired by Europe's boxed wraps, is the subject of a recent story in Bloomberg Business Week. And while foodies like Michael Pollan and Mark Bittman argue that fast foods are, as Pollan says, making people sick, a serious piece in The Atlantic argues that junk food can end obesity if fast food outlets offer items that are more affordable and actually have lower fat than some high-end Whole Foods dishes. Well, let's start with the man behind the McWrap. Dan Coudreau is the executive chef and vice president of culinary innovation at McDonald's. He joins us from McDonald's headquarters in Oak Brook, Illinois. Welcome, Chef Dan.
Thank you, Robin. Happy to be here.
And start with your title, because you know there are foodies rolling their eyes at the title of culinary innovation at McDonald's. You say what?
I would say that they might not have been into the McDonald's in the past 5 or 10 years. There's a lot of things going on, and people are becoming more and more food savvy, and McDonald's is evolving with them. You know, people are on the go when they're coming to McDonald's. My wife, you know, is going in between soccer practices to get something quick for the kids to move on to the next thing. So we can't ignore that. The McWrap that was happening in Europe was just this wonderful meal on the go. The way that it's packaged in that beautiful box and the way that it's wrapped up was just, it hit on all of the cylinders in Europe. So our CEO, Don Thompson, as he travels around the globe, the mandate from Don is to say, hey, take a look at this. You know, don't reinvent it. Adapt it. Bring it back to the U.S. and test it out.
There were other things that were tried at McDonald's that are now off the menu. The salads.
Sure.
What are some of the other things that have gone away that people thought, how great, but they didn't work? Marketing professors point out that people might have healthy intentions, and so something like a McWrap or a salad might pull them in, but then once they get in there, they smell the, you know, the hamburger, and they buy something else. So how do you make the McWrap appeal?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, people will come into our restaurants, and they're going to make that personal choice, and they're going to order what they feel is right for them in that particular day. The biggest thing about making something, you know, I have a hard time with this healthy thing, because I think there's a place in somebody's diet for a beautiful brownie sundae and a big burrito and a, you know, a foot-long sandwich, or I think there's a place in somebody's diet for a salad and for an oatmeal and for a real fruit smoothie.
Well, sell me on the McWrap. What's in it?
With McWrap, you've got the tortilla, which allows you to keep it pretty compact and on the go, so that's a good portability play. But then you also have the grilled chicken or crispy. You also have English cucumbers, tomatoes, a variety of baby greens. So you've got spinach and radicchio and arugula at any one point in time, and you've got some cheese, and then the different sauce that you might order, whether it's sweet chili or ranch or the yogurt aioli or yogurt garlic sauce that we do. So the integrity of the sandwich and the flavors and the crispness and the freshness of all of those vegetables is right on trend with where we believe we should be eating, right? I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get my kids to eat more vegetables.
You mentioned the English cucumber. This is a huge deal. As Bloomberg notes, when something gets added to a McDonald's menu, like sliced apples in the past, it changes that market. Why did you pick a cucumber?
Cucumbers are magical. When you bite into a cucumber and you get that freshness and that moisture and that crisp, there's no disputing that that's a real cucumber, and there's nothing that can deliver that same experience. Maybe jicama or something like that, which we'll play with down the road, but as pedestrian as people might think, and they're like, come on, chef, it's just a cucumber. Well, 14,000 restaurants, making sure that that's coming in sliced and food safe and all of those different systems that have to be in place. You know, there isn't a farm out there that's just waiting for McDonald's to call and order some cucumbers. No, we've got to possibly buy the seed. We've got to contract the land. We've got to figure out the processes that get us to that cucumber. So nothing is easy at McDonald's, really.
Yeah, because you are serving so many. We understand,
right,
too, again, people might be wondering what goes on in a culinary kitchen at McDonald's, but you had to figure out how to solve the problem of the tortilla sticking?
Right, right. What we're doing is we're giving a fast steam to the tortilla to warm it, to make it flexible. And then we would roll this tortilla with the ingredients and put it into the box. What we found, or the team found, actually, Dan Petro, who works in operations, made the observation, when you put the side that's steamed the most against the box, it sticks. So what he decided is, what if we were to flip it and actually put the sauce on the steam side so that the drier side is actually on the outside touching the box, and maybe it won't stick. And exactly that's what happened. It stopped the sticking problem, and we were off to the races.
The things you have to think about. But yeah, as you well know, to a lot of people, it's still going to be assembly line food. It's not going to be local ingredients. It's going to have maybe more salt than people want or whatever the additives are. But what do you think of the thinking of David Freeman, again writing in The Atlantic, that in fact you, Chef Dan, at McDonald's may be the answer to problems like obesity because more people will come to you? Do you feel that there is possibly a responsibility for McDonald's to be the leader in low-calorie food at some point because some of the healthier food outlets aren't reachable by a lot of people?
You know, we have a responsibility to be part of the solution. My goal as the chef of the largest restaurant company in the world, or even if I was in a small chain, my goal is to make memorable food, food that people truly want to come back and try again. We're a business and we want to do that. I also believe that as a chef, that our responsibility too is to nourish people and to make foods as wholesome as possible. And that's really where I'm focusing my energy. How do we continue to help people to believe and see and experience real food at McDonald's, honest cooking at McDonald's? We're not perfect on everything, but we are on a journey, and you'll see things with the smoothies and the McWraps and the oatmeals and all of these different things. If you truly look at our menu and analyze it, I think your listeners will be pretty impressed.
That's Dan Coudreau, Executive Chef and Director of Culinary Innovation at McDonald's. Chef Dan, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Robin.
And by the way, before that, he ran the kitchen at the Four Seasons in Dallas. He's now feeding 69 million people a day. Can he change McDonald's? The bottom line, when we come back, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.
It's Here and Now, and we're talking McDonald's. This week they posted wilted second quarter earnings. They're still the biggest chain in the world, but trying to keep longtime customers with their dollar menu, fraught with claims of factory-farmed animals and low-paid workers, while trying to attract new customers with things like blueberry pomegranate smoothies and the McWrap. We just spoke to the top chef. Let's turn now to Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Susan Burfield. Susan, you write that before the McWrap came out a few months ago, Advertising Age, that's the ad industry bible, got a hold of an internal McDonald's memo that said they felt Chipotle and Subway breathing down their necks, especially when it came to young people.
That's right. There was a memo that showed research internal to McDonald's found that the chain wasn't even among the top 10 favorite restaurant chains of what we call the millennial generation, so kids in their 20s. So that is a big problem for any company, and especially a place like McDonald's.
Well, and the memo reportedly called the McWrap a Subway buster, referring to Subway. So what do you see there?
You know, Subway has grown tremendously in the past couple of years. There's actually more Subway restaurants in America than there are McDonald's. Granted, they're much smaller. But what Subway has also been able to do is persuade the people who eat there that their food is healthy and fresh. When you walk in, you can smell the bread baking. You can pick the ingredients. They make it right in front of you. Now, you can eat very unhealthily anywhere, and you can really eat badly at Subway. But they have kind of taken that from McDonald's, and I think McDonald's started to get worried about that.
Yeah, this is, of course, the Jared, the fellow who said he lost so much weight, over 200 pounds on him just eating Subway sandwiches, and the campaign really worked. But they also have added you can get multigrain bread, and you watch them make the sandwiches. But what's your sense?
It's avocado season at Subway now.
Well, so you get something that's in season, and we know Chef Dan wants to someday add guacamole. But what's the difference, if there is any, with McDonald's? They're all fast food chains. But does McDonald's maybe even have to be more careful that they don't go too far out on this healthy food limb because of their base?
I think there's something to that. You know, McDonald's has, you know, both the advantage and disadvantage of being the place that people have come to rely on when they want really cheap, really fast food. And one thing that Chef Dan didn't mention, 65% of McDonald's customers order in the drive-thru. So the dynamics there are a little bit different than Subway. And I think, you know, Subway just kind of came into existence at a different time. It may be a little bit more flexible than McDonald's is in terms of its operations.
But people, as you say, depend on the drive-thru with McDonald's. This McWrap does come in this box thing, and it's something that you could eat while you were driving. And it sounds, you know, Chef Dan sounds well-intentioned to get this fresh produce into the McWrap, but how is it doing?
That is a really good question. What people I spoke to said is this: if the McWrap was an enormous success, McDonald's would want to tell people about that. And they haven't been saying that. They've been saying it's doing well, meeting expectations, kind of the things you might expect. They are testing other kinds of wraps. And, you know, I don't doubt that we'll see some of those in their restaurants soon.
Well, but we started the segment by mentioning David Friedman's writing in The Atlantic. He's the one who wrote the article titled How Junk Food Can End Obesity. He makes the case that it's going to be these fast food places that maybe put a dent in the country's health problems because so many more people go there than can go to some of the higher priced health food places. And he points out that some health food is actually higher in calories than, let's say, a McDonald's smoothie is. So yeah. Do you think that these fast food outlets are thinking along those lines?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right.
I think Chef Dan was pretty clear about that. You know, everyone at McDonald's and at most of these fast food chains, you know, they like to talk about choice and giving the people who come into their restaurants choice. And I think they hope that if they offer a wide range of food, that at the very least, those items give McDonald's a kind of symbolic value and they show that they're listening to their critics. But, you know, as you pointed out, salads, which have been on McDonald's menu for more than a decade, have never amounted to more than 3% of their sales.
Well, you quote Richard Adams, who's a former McDonald's franchise owner, who says that there is also perhaps a psychic disconnect between maybe Chef Dan and Chef Dan also mentioned that the CEO are both foodies and really want to bring these foods in. But Richard, who owned McDonald's franchises and is now a franchise consultant, said this is what always happens with McDonald's management when they get a limo. When they get to a certain level, they don't want to be hamburger guys anymore. They want to be restaurateurs. Is that a disconnect maybe within McDonald's between some of the people at the top and maybe even the franchise owners?
I think there's something to that, for sure. The thing about McDonald's is that there is a system there, and that's why you can order very quickly and you can get out of there pretty quickly. You know, the McWrap takes 60 seconds or so to make, but most things take much less time.
You made one, right?
It took me much more time.
Well, you're not trained.
I know.
You know. It's just a reminder that the McDonald's worker, there's a skill there. They're making these things quickly.
That's right. And they're making a lot of different things all at the same time. So there's a couple of things. You know, one criticism of McDonald's from some of the owners and as well as the consultant you referred to is that the menu has become too complex. You know, as they try to both satisfy, you know, whatever they want to see and responding to what else they see, you know, other chains serving. You know, they tried the Angus burger, kind of a premium burger. But all of that has created a menu that actually has about 145 different kinds of food on it. So meaning all of the sizes of drinks you can order, all the different flavors. But that's an awful lot for a restaurant that started out, you know, as a place where you could get a very cheap, quick meal. And that assembly line mentality is embedded in McDonald's, and it fights against a more kind of foodie culture.
Yeah. Well, still, some of the franchises may not be happy, but I mean, I'm sure there are people applauding McDonald's that they have an Egg McMuffin with egg whites, or that you can get a salad if you happen to be on the road and go there.
That's right. And one of the things that McDonald's has done is put low-fat yogurt in their creamy garlic sauce. But they don't really want people to know that because creamy garlic sauce sounds better than low-fat yogurt. They are trying to make things a little bit healthier, a little less fat. They use a little more whole wheat in some of their buns. But they don't advertise that. So why is that? Because that doesn't sound so good to a lot of people.
Wow.
They want to go to McDonald's and be able to indulge a little bit.
So there you go.
Don't tell.
Don't tell. Susan Burfield, her article in Bloomberg Businessweek is entitled Why the McWrap is So Important to McDonald's. Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
And Robin, we're already getting some reaction on our Here and Now Facebook page. Karina Ingrid Reuter says McDonald's and healthy cannot be in the same sentence. But Richard Osborne says they've exercised a generally positive influence in the cattle markets with higher standards than the USDA. I have to say, I had an opportunity to have a McWrap recently at McDonald's. It was the thing I wanted on the menu, and it was pretty good.
Pretty good. And you were stuck. So there you go, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Olin College of Engineering, working to educate the next generation of engineering innovators to solve the world's complex technical challenges. Olin.edu. And the Cancer Center at Beth Israel Deaconess, where researchers are working to discover new ways of diagnosing and treating a variety of cancers. BIDMC.org/cancercenter.